Well, they'll be running these numbers down in Washington. The Obama administration has to be happy about the fact that the Labor Department has just reported that the unemployment rate actually dropped in July from 9.5 to 9.4%. Predictions were 9.6 or 9.7%. Officially, employers cut back on layoffs in July, just 247,000 jobs, the fewest lost in a year. Lachman Achuthan, you said it was going to be 9.6 to 9.7 when we spoke with you earlier. Good morning again, and what do you make of this?
Well, that's what you get for making a prediction, right? But this is certainly good news confirming that the recessionary job losses are throttling back, and that's very consistent with a recession ending this summer.
Now, what do you think? We talked a lot at the beginning of this hour about the various kinds of strange economic indicators that you can extrapolate broad trends in the economy out. What do you think might have been missed here to get an actual reversal when everybody was saying the unemployment rate was going to continue to rise?
Well, you know, the unemployment rate, I wouldn't declare victory on the unemployment rate yet. The fact that it dipped here against expectations doesn't mean that it's necessarily peaked, because as the awareness that the recession is drawing to a close, that the economy is more stable and perhaps expanding, builds, you're going to have people who have not been in the job market start to enter the job market, which will keep the unemployment rate higher.
So
I wouldn't say that it's on the way down certainly yet.
You're being very cautious. We've been talking all week about this idea of the jobless recovery. Does today's number tell us anything about that?
Absolutely. We're seeing that kind of the biggest improvement, I'm looking underneath the hood here, is in the services producing area, where we were losing, say, in the previous month, over 200,000 jobs in that month, and it's been cut in half.
Right.
Now we only lost a little over 100,000. If that trend continues, you can see where we start to actually grow jobs in the services sector before year end. That's where most people work. Most of us work in services, so it's
right.
A very important trend for us to watch.
Well, I'm wondering if what's going on here is something that you talk about a lot, a classic lagging indicator. That's what the unemployment rate is. It tells you what's already gone on in the economy. I mean, we've been seeing good news in the financial sector, stock market, et cetera, already. We've been talking about the recession ending because of a whole variety of indicators already.
Yeah.
Is this positive uptick in the unemployment rate an indication that some of that positive energy is working its way through the economy to the lagging indicators?
You know, perhaps. I would still hesitate on the unemployment rate, because I do think that the improvement in the economic environment is going to bring a lot of people into the job market, which will keep that lagging indicator, the unemployment rate, high. The coincident employment data, which is the non-farm employment number, it came in at minus 247,000.
Right.
The expectation was minus 325.
Wow.
So much better than expected, very consistent with the current economy doing better than people thought. And when you talk about the market, that's slightly forward-looking. Big debate in the markets. They're trying to decide if a rise in stock prices of almost 50% is actually a new bull market or not. And
right.
I think the numbers today basically are going to push people towards believing it's an actual new bull market.
Actual new bull market. Well, and the futures trading on Wall Street suggests that Wall Street is all over these numbers in a positive way. Lachman Achuthan, Managing Director of the Economic Cycle Research Institute. He joined us earlier this morning, and he was wrong, but happily wrong about his prediction. Yes, indeed. And a couple more numbers there. The work week ticked up. And the year-to-year growth in personal income, hourly earnings, actually ticked up about 2%.
Oh, that's very good news.
That's really, really good news.
And more-